It is evening of the very first Easter Sunday. The tomb is empty, but the disciples are not rejoicing. Instead, they're huddled together in a locked room, paralyzed by fear. They're afraid of the authorities who killed their teacher. They're ashamed of their own abandonment of him, and they're drowning in doubt and confusion. They're locked in, both physically and emotionally. Yes, they heard the rumors about the missing body, but they are still scared stiff by the reality of the threat that lies outside those doors. If we are honest with ourselves, that locked room feels terrifyingly familiar. It feels a lot like the current society we live in, doesn't it? When I look around in 2026, I see a society that is, by and large, behind locked doors. We lock our doors against economic insecurity. We lock our doors against political upheaval. We lock our doors against the fear of the other. We lock our doors against the numbing anxiety that feeds our mental health situation. Like the disciples, we often choose false safety of isolation, much more over the risky business of the mission of the gospel. We too struggle to believe that the resurrection changes everything, preferring to wait for proof, like Thomas, before we choose to act with any kind of courage. You know, we do live in a Thomas society, a cynical age where truth is subjective and faith is often looked upon with skepticism. But notice what happened in our story this morning. Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." Jesus doesn't knock, he's just there. In spite of the locked doors, he's just there. He arrives in the midst of their fear, not to condemn them, but to offer them shalom, a peace that puts together all things that are broken. Today brings us to a moment in our own history that we're celebrating. Over 100 years ago, in 1924, this community faced a devastating fire. The building was gone. The doors were literally burned away. Imagine the fear and the doubt of those people and the temptation to simply stay locked in to that loss. Yet those are the same people that came before us. They did not dwell in that tomb of destruction. They rose from the ashes. They rebuilt and they forged a new, stronger reality, motivated by that same resurrection hope that filled the disciples. And in a matter of months, they celebrated on April 4th, 1926. They celebrated Easter in this very church where you sit. Fear and doubt. That's what this Sunday is all about. What can we do about our fear and our doubt in our current society, drawing on both the gospel and our own history? Jesus breathes on his disciples. I like to think of it as a mini Pentecost. He breathes on them and he says, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." We must move from a theology of hunkering down to a theology of sending out. We must move beyond our ecclesiastical ghettos and not just fill, but but actually permeate our community with love and sometimes a risky faith. When Jesus appears to his disciples, he shows them his hands and his side. He doesn't show them a perfect scar-free body. He shows them his wounds. As a church, we must bring our brokenness, our losses, our past fires into the light, showing that we are a people who have been wounded but healed by the one who rose from the dead. Thomas eventually proclaims, "My Lord and my God." We are called to that same confession. Our centennial celebration is not just about remembering a building. It is a testimony that we believe in the God who brings fire, brings life out of fire. We do live in an anxious time where it's tempting to barricade ourselves within our own ideologies, our own social circles, avoiding the risky work of loving a divided world. In a world full of despair, our existence here today is a scandalous act of hope. So let us not be afraid. The doors may be locked, but Jesus is already outside, waiting for us to join him. Amen.